This is Pastor Emery with broadcast number 5 on the Bible and drugs. We have been reading Bible passages which warn of a worldwide epidemic of drug use at the closing of this age, and considering some statistics about just such an epidemic now coming to pass in America and in other nations of the world. Seemingly, almost to verify what we have been saying on this radio broadcast, Ted Koppel on November 6th on the NBC television night show, after the evening news, used his whole program talking about drugs, both legal and illegal. Here are a few things brought out on Ted Koppel's TV program. 13,000 people apparently die every month in the United States from the effect of prescription drugs, not illegal drugs, from prescription drugs. That would be 156,000 deaths a year, or to put it another way, every year in America, 3 times as many people die of legal prescribed drugs than died in the entire Vietnam War. Now, thousands of young Americans marched in the streets of America over several years protesting the war. How many have you ever seen march in protest to 156,000 deaths every year from prescription drugs? Ted Koppel and his guests discussed Elvis Presley and his doctor who was found innocent of wrongdoing. During that doctor's trial, it was admitted that he had prescribed a total of 19,000 pills in the last 30 months. From that one doctor alone, Presley got over 20 pills a day, and apparently he was getting other thousands of pills from other doctors. Not vitamins, but chemical pills, most of them addictive in nature. Elvis Presley was only one of several million Americans who are addicted to prescription drugs. Ted Koppel interviewed a former prescription drug addict who told of being able to walk into many different doctors' offices, tell the doctor he had such and such a pain, and the doctor would write out a prescription for as many as 1,000 of those pain-killing addictive pills, which the addict would then obtain at any pharmacy, no questions asked. One investigator found that in one case, a druggist had filled prescriptions 3 times in 1 month for one person for 1,000 pills each time of a drug called Darlotin, which the investigator said was as strong as heroin and could be sold on the street for $35 per pill. Is it possible that all the publicity about the so-called illegal drugs has hidden the greater problem of over-prescribed legal or authorized drugs? That may be far more devastating to the American citizens. Yet legal drugs are seldom discussed in any manner as Ted Koppel discussed them on NBC Nightline. Get your Bibles, and we'll go further in our study of the Bible and drugs. In the last broadcast, I read the passage in the Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, of a vision which John the Revelator saw of a great holocaust which would come upon the earth, in which 1/3 of the people would die. Verse 15 says, "For to slay the third part of men," and in verse 18 it says, "By these 3 was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths." Ministers often read Revelation 9 and say, well, this is a prophecy of a great military conflict in which 1/3 of the men of the earth will be killed, and they will say, oh, that is going to come to pass in the 7 years of tribulation off in the future under the Antichrist. However, since the book of Revelation is a book of symbols, and the entities and the visions in it are not literal, but symbolic, it is probable that a description of war and battle is not necessarily conventional warfare as we might at first think. We are conditioned by our war experiences to think of war as a conflict involving rifles and grenades, battleships and submarines, and airplanes and bombs. However, warfare against any people can now be conducted by different weapons, by chemical and biological weapons, which will kill as certainly as would a bullet, but they do not need conventional firearms for their delivery. The military even has a term for these new methods of warfare. They call it unconventional warfare. Is it possible that such warfare is already being conducted against America and against Christendom? Warfare using chemical and biological poisons against us in such a manner that we do not know it is warfare. In verse 20 and 21 are listed four things, four sins or iniquities, which men would be committing during this time when one-third of the men would die. They are murder, sorcery, fornication, and number four, theft. We've already seen that the Greek word translated sorceries actually means druggery or the dispensing of drugs. Law enforcement authorities and researchers into the causes of crime in America now tell us that over 90% of all murder, fornication, and theft involves the use of drugs, either illegal drugs or legal ones, one of which is alcohol, which is now finally being recognized by medical experts as an addictive drug. From those statistics, it is obvious that a high percentage of deaths related to the crimes of murder, fornication, or theft are actually caused by the second sin listed, the sin of druggery. Add to that some of the statistics which came out in that Ted Koppel NBC Nightline program of November 6th I mentioned earlier, that 150,000 deaths a year in America are attributed directly to prescription drugs, and another statement on that program, made either by Ted Koppel or by one of the guests on the show, that 7 out of 10 deaths reported by hospitals or coroners were associated with prescription drugs. And we can see that drugs are a major cause of death in America. Something else which was overlooked, at least it was not mentioned on the Ted Koppel show, is that several hundred thousand unborn babies are killed each year by chemically induced abortions. Since the killing of the unborn is murder in the sight of God, these deaths too would fit in with the fulfillment of that Bible prophecy. God Almighty, through an angel, gave the Apostle John a vision almost 1900 years ago that a time would come when one-third of the men of the earth would die in a time of great sorcery. Translate that to read, great druggery. Considering the astounding facts already revealed about the extent of this druggery in America today, is it possible that prophecy is already upon us, rather than being off in the future in some so-called 7 years of tribulation? I personally think it is possible. By the way, to give you some indication of the almost unbelievable proportions of this so-called legal drug epidemic, Ted Koppel had an ex-addict who had been addicted not to illegal drugs, but to prescription drugs on his program. Mr. Koppel asked him to tell some of his experiences, and the man did, such as how he could go into almost any doctor's office, and he had apparently done this scores of times in many different American cities, tell the doctor he had such and such a terrible pain, and the doctor would look him over for a few minutes, then write out a prescription for very powerful drugs, sometimes for up to 1,000 pills, charge him for the office call and the prescription, and he would be on his way to a pharmacy in a matter of minutes to get the pills. This former prescription pill addict said these prescriptions were, quote, easy to get from doctors in any town I was ever in, end of quote. When he was asked if doctors would give him these prescriptions only after knowing he really needed them, in other words, were these doctors who knew you and knew you really well, the man answered, no, I could get them on my first visit. I often walked out of a doctor's office after a few minutes, the first time that doctor had ever seen me, with prescriptions for up to 1,000 pills, maybe four different kinds. He said that when his family was trying to get him off his drug addiction, that members of his family would call the doctors who had prescribed the drugs, explain to them that this man was addicted to them and asked them, please not give him any more prescriptions. The man said it did no good. He could go right back to those same doctors and obtain more prescriptions for the drugs as long as he paid the doctor for the office call. A Dr. Lawrence Hatterer, who was also a guest on Ted Koppel's program and who was opposed to this easy prescribing by doctors, more or less verified what the ex-addict had said, that it was extremely easy for people to get prescriptions for addictive drugs from doctors. As proof of this, he pointed out that there are currently over 2 million Americans addicted to the drug Valium, and they get all of their Valium drugs legally from doctors. All they do is ask for the prescription, they get it, they go to the pharmacist or the druggery, and that is the correct translation, get the Valium, and their addiction continues. One of the things brought out in the trial of Elvis Presley's doctor and repeated on the Ted Koppel TV show was that persons once addicted to these prescription drugs are addicted for life. In fact, that was one of Elvis Presley's doctor's defenses, that he was prescribing these drugs only in trying to cut down Elvis Presley's intake of drugs, that he was trying to reduce them, not to make Elvis an addict, because Elvis was already an addict. It was also testified at that trial that Elvis died of a total malfunction of his digestive system. His stomach, liver, pancreas, bladder, kidneys, and intestines were no longer able to digest the food and excrete the waste material. His bloodstream became totally polluted with the toxic waste from his own body, and he died. One doctor testified that the autopsy on Elvis revealed that his intestines were almost totally solidified. There was no way he could have lived, even if he had discontinued the drugs which destroyed him. A Dr. Forrest Tennant, who was also on Ted Koppel's program, verified this effect of many of these drugs, that they destroyed the functions of the body's glands and digestive systems, and would often lead to death in 5, 10, or 20 years, long before the normal lifespan of modern man. What can be the conclusion of all of this? Exactly what I stated last week. Unknown millions of Americans are dying prematurely every year as a direct result of the chemical drugs ingested into their bodies. Many of these drugs obtained by what are now legal methods prescribed by doctors and sold to them by druggists. The deaths by so-called illegal drugs are quite probably only a small percentage of the total deaths which could be directly ascribed to chemical poisons if we only understood the evidence before our very eyes. Thanks to Ted Koppel and his program on NBC television, millions of Americans perhaps caught at least a small glimpse of this massive drug problem and the probability that large numbers of Americans are suffering early deaths due to drugs. By the way, just a few days before I prepared this radio broadcast, I was reading the September 1981 issue of Prevention Magazine. On page 24 is a short article titled, Senile? Or Drugged? This is a quote from the Harvard Medical School Health Letter of May 1981. Here are the first two paragraphs. Quote, two types of senility are usually considered irreversible. The first is Alzheimer's disease, which some physicians believe to be caused by accumulations of aluminum in the brain. The second involves progressive brain damage resulting from many small strokes. However, a sizable percentage of elderly patients with mental deterioration owe their troubles to reversible causes. Among these are the side effects of prescribed drugs and the overdosage that results from the inability of the aged to remember what they've taken and when. Another cause is a bad mix of drugs, which can occur when an elderly patient is treated by several physicians simultaneously with none of the doctors aware of the other prescriptions. And then the article goes on to give some of the other problems. In that issue and in others, there have been a number of letters to the editors in which people have written into the magazine to tell how one or both of their parents in their 60s or 70s suddenly became senile and was placed in a nursing home. Because the senility came on suddenly, they suspected it was not due to old age, and it might be caused by the drugs the parent was getting through their doctors. So they stopped the parent from taking the drugs, and in a matter of days, or in a few weeks, the parent returned to normal, their memory came back, and they were able to leave the nursing home and live by themselves. God alone knows how many men and women in their 60s and 70s are in nursing homes today because their mental faculties have been gravely damaged by prescription drugs. And here we see God warned us all about this in His Holy Bible, a copy of which is in almost every home in America, and we have ignored it. Much of what I have said in these broadcasts on the Bible and drugs is negative and somewhat terrifying. It seems only to point to destruction for our nation and for our people. If we depended only on ourselves for deliverance, I would agree that we are doomed, for the powers which distribute and are in favor of the drugs have much more money and more influence than the people who oppose them. The arm of flesh will not prevail against them. However, the very prophecies in God's holy word which reveal this druggery and warn of it also predict its end. In the next chapters of the book of Revelation, as John is given further visions of this wickedness which would envelop the earth, we see this wicked time moving toward its end. Revelation 13 and 14, of course, are the familiar chapters about the number 666, often called the mark of the beast, and the time in which no man can buy or sell except he have that mark. By the time we come to Revelation 15, God begins to predict its end by the pouring out of the wrath of God upon the earth. Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. An alternate translation would read, for in those seven plagues God's wrath will be completed. Verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. So here is a vision of victory over this beast system, with all its murder, sorcery, or druggery, its fornication and theft. Verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Those two songs indicate the welding together of the two great principles of the Holy Scripture, the righteous law of God as given through Moses, and the wonderful grace of God through Jesus Christ. Actually, it is a prophecy of the victory of Christendom over all its enemies. Verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. The word judgments means punishment. Why will the world come to worship before the God of the Bible? Because they will feel God's punishment upon them for their wickedness. This is said the same way in Isaiah 26 and verse 9, where the prophet writes of God, when thy judgments, or thy punishments, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. The seven last plagues of Revelation 15 will be the pouring out of God's righteous wrath upon the wicked of the earth, turning all mankind to accept and worship the Holy One of Israel, the Creator and Redeemer of mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then chapter 16 tells of the seven angels, each pouring out one vial of God's wrath, until the seventh angel pours out the seventh vial in verse 18, at which time we read in verse 19, "And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath." That is the mystery Babylon, whose end is then described in the next two chapters, where at the very end, in verse 23 of Revelation 28, it is revealed that it was Babylon's sorceries, Babylon's drugs, by which all nations were deceived. This worldwide drug epidemic was prophesied by the living God over 2,500 years ago. It has come to pass as prophesied. Over 2,000 years ago, this same ever-living God prophesied its end and the deliverance of the people of the earth. That too shall come to pass. Praise his holy name. Be with me next week when we continue our study of the Holy Word of God and its application to the real events of this world. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bibles and pray for Christian America.